is weird, odd, strange, or just plain bizarre is really your cup of tea, then the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast will give you that fix. Can't believe it? Well, listen for yourself as Jordan and Keith delivers the strangest news you definitely won't find on CNN or Fox. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast.
Recording from a bunker 2 miles beneath the McDonald's nearest to you, the listener, it's the Jordan and Keith's Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast with Jordan and Keith and Keith and Jordan.
You know it. Yes.
I think that was way too many mentions of our name in it, but that's fine.
Weird news is upon us. It's upon
news
us.
News of the weird.
Right?
You don't like that? That's not
news of the weird.
That's not your cup
it's
of tea?
It's weird news, but it is news of the weird as well.
Okay, yeah, this well, technically.
True. This is true.
All right, guys, we're going to have a lot of fun today. You know why? Because yes. I'm telling you, we're all going to have a lot of fun. That's not a choice.
I agree.
All right, agree. So.
We enjoy this.
Now that everyone's sitting down and they're all listening and we're talking.
Yes.
Let's get done with our first news story.
So, and what story is that, Jordan?
All right, you excited?
I'm ecstatic. I'm
okay.
Ecstatic.
You're ecstatic. Okay.
Yes, this is my ecstatic voice.
God, it's hard to love you.
thanks.
Well, due to no, there's no due to. I opened that wrong. So let me try that again. All right, 3, 2, 1. Let's hit it. Firefighters rescue an Alabama teen trapped inside a Barney head. There you go. Are you laughing at me or the news?
Oh article? Man, both. But I mean, how do you get trapped? I'm sorry, man.
Like, I love that 15 minutes of the show is dedicated to you laughing at
oh,
something.
Oh, man. No, I mean, because I saw the picture of the kid trapped in the Barney head. I mean, how does that happen? How does your 15-year-old do that? I mean, please explain. I'm sorry. I couldn't.
It's yeah, okay. Take your
I'm
time.
I'm crying over here. It's so funny to me.
I gotta
that
sit.
Picture,
I gotta
man.
Sit, and I gotta wait for you to be okay with this.
Oh, I'm good. Okay.
All right, you're fine.
Yeah, man. That's...
Okay. So there was a 15-year-old girl from Alabama.
What's her name?
The state famous for people getting their heads stuck in things.
Darby Risner or Risner is her name. Go ahead.
Darby Risner. Yeah.
Uh huh.
So she was stuck. She wanted to play a prank, right? And she grabbed the Barney helmet. She put it in her head. Although her being a very small 15-year-old girl,
mm-hmm.
the helmet went right past and got wedged between her shoulders.
Oh, dude.
So then she was stuck in the helmet.
For like 45 the fire, minutes.
For 45 minutes, and the claustrophobia kicked in, and she was freaking out. Firemen said that because she was so small and the helmet was jammed on so good, when trying to pick the helmet up off of her, her entire body was lifted from the ground, so... Not the best way to spend a Saturday.
I'm sorry, that was a Sunday, bro.
Yeah,
that
no.
was a Sunday.
I'm gonna go ahead and drop a quote. So her friends before the firemen came tried to help things out by rubbing Vaseline on her arms. Did not work whatsoever. This is something a quote directly from her her mom. Okay.
Yes.
She's so little that when they lifted the head, it lifted her off the ground. So they had to hold down her feet. And with the Vaseline on her arms, they said it was like trying to wrestle a greased pig.
Stop it, stop, stop. Oh, man. What? No, I'm sorry. I just I wasn't even planning on doing all that laughing like that, man.
But, no. I've never seen you lose it this much. Or I have every single episode.
Oh,
this
man.
Is,
no, this is no. This is probably. This
does this
might
mean
be
we're off to a great start, or does that mean.
Oh, dude, I was crying. I laughed so hard, man.
You literally have tears. Whew. Do you want a tissue?
Huh. Oh, I'm good, man. That's just.
Okay, good, because we don't
I mean,
have tissues.
I mean, Vaseline
in here.
And Barney heads. It's lifting off the feet. It's all too much, man. It's just
Vaseline and Barney heads.
We should have called the show
the name
that.
Of Keith's upcoming art show.
Right?
Yeah.
Boy, so the prank was on her. Oh, Darby.
Yeah. Oh, Darby. That's all us and all of her friends say. I'm glad that she's okay. Can I say that?
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm okay. I'm glad that she's okay.
Yeah.
I'm also glad it happened because that's good material.
Oh, man. That was great. Thank you for that story, Darby. A party. You're not going to live that one down.
Yeah, I'm sure
you're just
will.
Not going to. No. Someone should always remember that story. Always.
The firefighters then made release cuts to the back of the costume, and that's whatever they were able to finally rescue Darby.
Wow.
I love the comparison her mom made, trying to wrestle a greased pig.
Why would you call your daughter like a greased pig? I mean, that's just so bad.
Come visit
that's
Alabama.
That's her mom, dude. Her mom is saying that.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Wow, thank you for that, man. I needed that today.
God.
Oh, man.
Alabama.
Yeah.
Man.
Oh, yeah.
Are you okay?
Oh, I'm great, man.
Sweating from
I'm
that.
I'm dandy. That was awesome. I'm fine.
All right.
I love you. You love me.
We're fine, yeah. So that happened. It was for 45 minutes. God, I love that story. Now, this one is something that I'm really excited about. This is going to be my favorite story we've ever done so far. And I think you already know what that is.
Because
we've
maybe,
talked about it.
Maybe.
Yeah. So
you do these things, and then I'm disappointed. So what?
That's true. I'm disappointed you a lot in our time together.
Yeah, so.
I'd like to say the only constant in our friendship is the disappointment I bring on a daily basis.
Oh, no.
But here we are. It's a bear that walks like a human. Pedals the bear.
Oh, yeah.
Pedals the bipedal bear.
That is the bomb.
That is the best story we've ever told. This is the
best story ever already so far.
We're peaking, guys.
Oh, man.
You guys listen right now. This is us peaking.
We wish you could.
This is our high school.
Yeah. We wish we could show you that video. We really do.
You guys are just going to have to go on because it looks fake. It looks like the recording of people that are trying to prove Bigfoot's real.
It does for a second.
Look at that.
But then it doesn't when you see him on his fours.
No, yeah. You've got 5 minutes of just seeing this bear be a bear. He's got a deformed front paw, therefore he has to walk on two legs.
On his hind legs. Like a regular person.
And it's amazing. He does so well. He does. He walks better than you do.
I mean, it's crazy. I mean, I guess the person got their cell phone out and they saw him and they just started videotaping him.
So
for
they,
a while.
He, mm-hmm. he was found for a while and then they couldn't find him. He just kind of disappeared. Everyone was worried until just recently he's now reemerged. As the champion he is.
Yeah.
And
this is over in New Jersey. So
yes,
tell you that. New Jersey.
This is in New Jersey.
It's a cute little black bear. So I'm not sure if he's fully grown or is he's like a cub still or what's going on. Because he looks short in the video. So.
Well, I think that, what's her name, Miss Lawrence Hodna, she says it better than anyone else here. It's she's the spokesman for the state's Department of Environmental Protection. And she said the bear has an indomitable spirit. I'd like to say
that
captures Pedals perfectly.
Oh, yeah. Pedals is cool. Yeah.
Pedals is the coolest. Have you seen a bear this, you know?
Walking on hind legs for, like, long periods of time? No.
No.
I mean, he would get up, walk for a little while, maybe go on forest for a second, and then get back up again.
Why do you think that he was walking? What do you think he was trying to get
to? Well,
because
you said, like, he has a deformed paw. He's, like, his right paw.
No, you're supposed to say he was trying to find a picnic basket.
Whatever, dude. Yeah, because I can read your mind.
I just felt like it was kind of all right. Yeah, it's a bit obvious.
Oh man, I'm gonna do with you. What am I gonna do with you, dude? You. Yeah, because I'm a mind reader now.
I mean, it's just that you missed the last one. Yeah, I mean, the sheep and the counting sheep thing.
I'm never gonna live that one down, huh?
I guess not, because you screwed this one up too, Keith. I mean, it's
whatever,
twice
dude.
Now.
I screwed nothing up. Nothing. Now, the sheep one, I acknowledge. Okay, I acknowledge the sheep one. I should have caught that.
All okay, right. yeah.
So
yeah.
I can admit when I'm wrong, usually.
Bipedal bear walking, and you don't assume
he's looking
picnic.
For his picnic basket.
There you go. That's it. Was that so hard?
Whatever, dude.
I'm sorry.
Whatever. But yeah.
I feel like we're not doing the story enough justice, and I'm going to tell you why, because this is the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, it is. It was awesome, dude. Pedals was the man.
Pedals was the man. The man bear.
Yes.
Pig, yeah.
He's not a pig. Why?
No, I'm sorry. I threw that in.
Yeah, that was uncalled for.
Must have been a word slip, Keith. Oh, no, yeah.
What am I going to do with you, dude?
It's a South Park show episode. It's a South Park joke, yeah.
Oh, thanks for sharing.
Yeah.
You could have kept that to yourself, but that's fine.
You're right. We're going to edit that out. You're right. That was on me.
So, if you get a chance, you got to check that out. It's amazing watching that bear just walk around his hind legs like he's just business as usual. It was crazy, dude.
My favorite part,
though, was when, like, he notices that someone's taping him, and he gets behind a tree, and he peeks,
Yeah, it was very Bigfoot-esque. Yeah.
Yeah, it was very Yogi Bear. That was very Yogi Bear. She's like, what the? Yeah. And then he just kept on doing his thing. So it was cool.
It was definitely cool. Okay, so we're pro bears, Keith?
Definitely pro bears. Definitely.
Pro bears.
Black Bear. Yeah, that's what he was. A Black Bear. Yeah, Petals, apparently, is his name. I don't know if he agrees with that name, but that's what they're calling him. So, but, yes. It is time for a break.
Is it really?
Yes, it is, dude.
God, I thought we could just film one more story and one more story.
What story would that be?
No, we don't have enough time. When we come back, though, we'll talk about the cops karaoke.
Yes. Yes. That's a I'm looking forward to talking about that.
Me too. Yeah.
And then, and then the man steals a frozen chicken and takes off on his bicycle.
Are we doing that?
Yeah, yeah. All I'm right, like, what's up with that?
Okay, we'll do that too.
Okay.
So you guys stay tuned and we'll blow your minds with frozen chickens and karaoke cops.
Oh, yeah.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to Jordan and the Keister. When it comes to weird news, weird news. Now we're going to hit you back with our fantastic story. You want to bring it on, Keith, or do you want me to go ahead and do it?
Go ahead and do it.
Okay, sounds good, Keith. All right, now we're going to first start off with man steals frozen chicken.
Oh, man.
Takes it off on bicycle.
Yeah, I mean, really.
So takes it off on bicycle.
Takes it off?
takes off on bicycle. I'm sorry, I got caught up in my radio voice.
That'd be a little too much.
You know? Do you like that voice? Should I just start doing that from now on?
You know, that's your call, man. It's your call. If it gets a little too weird, I'll let you know.
Okay, sounds good. Good.
All right.
Jordan and Keith in the morning.
Yogi Bear Jordan over here.
Did you like the Keister? Okay, not.
Yeah,
it's kind of like Keister, but yeah, you got it. All right.
So this happened in Mississippi, right?
In Mississippi.
Yeah.
It's weird how all these things happen in the South.
Aren't you from the South, dude?
Yeah, I am from the South. I'm from Louisiana.
Just saying.
I'm not.
Keeping the chickens away from you, dude. No frozen chickens for you.
You're gonna have to cut that one out. That didn't sound good. Okay.
No frozen chickens for you. So.
All right. So that you saved it with frozen, I think.
Oh, I said that earlier, but I'll say it again. I said it twice.
You said no chickens for me. And then,
oh, okay. Well,
yeah, no.
I meant frozen chickens. So
it doesn't sound good, Keith, is what I'm trying to
tell
you.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
So.
Hater.
I'm going to get you a word of the day calendar so you can quit saying hater and disturbing. Witness told police that they saw him enter church's chicken just before 5 a.m.
Yes, and I have enjoyed their food, definitely.
Yeah. And he stole 3 boxes of frozen chicken and rode off on his bike.
67-year-old Cliff Hayes did this.
Yeah, so.
I'm like, okay, so you're a senior citizen, and you go into the church's chicken, not for a discount, but just to steal some food.
Well, he was charged with
cash, just chicken.
Yeah, just chicken.
Were you hungry?
I mean, and it sounds like it, but I mean,
you could have just asked, you know, hey, can you hook me up? I mean, go ahead. I'm sorry.
He was charged with a business burglary and
what? Tongue twister much?
Burglary.
Business burglary? Okay.
Burglary. I'm going to have to take 5 minutes to pronounce that word right.
So what's a business burglary? What's that about?
It's just stealing from a business, if I had to use my context clues. I think that's where
we're at. How come just can be theft, but okay. Or burglary.
You know, that's kind of a good question.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know why this is different from others.
Right? Is it a pecking order of burglaries? Apparently.
I thought that was a dumb question at first, but you know, now that I'm thinking about it, that is.
There's no such thing, Jordan, as a dumb question.
Oh, there are plenty of dumb questions.
Stupid, dumb answers.
Yeah.
You heard that before.
It's what people that ask dumb questions say. Okay, so he was, you know, the frozen chickens were recovered and returned.
Yes.
Which I have no idea why they'd want them back at that point. That seems.
I agree with you. It's like, dude, no. I mean, first of all, it's evidence. So, I mean.
What, do you want the frozen organic food?
It's Church of Chicken, so I'm not sure if it's organic.
All right, not organic. Yeah, you're
but
right.
My thing is, okay, if he stole it, you take it back. If you don't use it as evidence, then did he really steal it? You got to have proof that he stole it. You know, just saying. So I would.
I've said this before. It is so weird the sides you take in these arguments.
It's not a side. It's just a fact. It's just that okay. Maybe they did put it for evidence. I mean, they had to get the chicken back. So.
You can't. Well, you can't keep it in evidence because it's.
Well, you just
chicken.
Put it in the freezer. You just put it in the evidence freezer. I'm sure there's an evidence freezer. They probably should have one. I'm sure they do.
Yeah, you think that there's an evidence freezer?
Yeah, like for DNA and stuff, probably.
Well, yeah, but you don't put the chicken next to the DNA samples.
You put it down below on another shelf or something. You know, there's a frozen food for theft.
You know what I would pay for? You like working different jobs a day, but at first having like a good 10-minute, like what your conceptions are of the job takes. You just go to the bank freezer and you put all your gold money there.
Keithisms, baby. Yes, they
Keithisms.
Are real. They are real.
Okay. I coined that, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So that happened. Yeah, I guess that's
the
thing.
So
that we're
Cliff
saying
Hayes,
now.
You should be naughty Cliff Hayes. You know, you're almost 70 years old, dude. I mean, what's going on with that man? You know.
He's gonna be okay, yeah.
I hope so. So we'll see. All right, he got arrested though, so you're not supposed to be getting arrested when you're 67 years old. You're not supposed to be getting arrested, period. But especially when you're a senior citizen, dude.
No, absolutely not.
You know.
So we just want to take this minute to just really shame Cliff Hayes.
Well,
right?
I'm just saying, you know.
God, Cliff Hayes.
That's what we're going to do with you.
You're strike one. All right, so we're good? You feel better about Cliff Hayes shaming? All right, let's move on then, Keith. Let's move on.
To what?
All right, so.
We have more weird news.
Cops karaoke.
Yes.
Okay.
I like this.
So there was a pub brawl. Happening
over in Europe, well, yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah, good old Europe, home of the pub. So
yes.
there was a big pub brawl happening,
mm-hmm.
And they broke it up. They arrested the people, and then you know when everyone's kind of nervous, freaking out about the tension, the cop that helped with the arrest goes up and sings "I Will Survive."
Oh yeah, this is in Scotland, yeah, Glasgow, Scotland. Yes, that's
yep.
correct. Yeah, so a karaoke cop, so. You know, the cop comes into the bar, like you said, and, you know, to make sure that no one gets into a brawl.
Mm-hmm.
And out of nowhere, he starts singing. You got to love that. I mean, that's...
I Will Survive. Yeah, he got up and did the karaoke. Everybody loved it, and everyone was very tensioned up. They completely just dropped their shoulders at hearing a cop sing I Will Survive.
And they got into it, yeah.
No, and it sounded good, too. He's not bad at it.
So there it is. That's I mean, I don't know how the cop picked that song, but hey, I mean, whatever works, right?
No, it's good. Like, that was a great way to do it. That really helped everybody. The chief was quoted as saying, "I was pleased to see that once the incident had been professionally concluded, my officers were able to share a lighter moment with those who remained in the pub." So Scottish cops sound pretty good.
Yep, sound pretty cool.
What we like on this show are bears and Scottish police officers.
There you go. They sing karaoke.
Let's sing karaoke. And we also like karaoke.
Yes, love
it. We're going to start comprising a list of things we love on this show.
Sounds like a good idea, mate.
At least just work on it outside of recording.
Dude.
All right.
There you go again.
I'm not being bitter. Okay, here we go.
Yes, you are.
We've got another news article. It's Repentant Fair. Okay?
Yeah, that's a trip.
So I guess a guy who was a bad guy, and by a bad guy, he didn't pay for his fare on the train.
Yes.
And he, I guess, was born again, felt really good about it.
Matthew Andrews.
Yes. Yeah, Matthew Andrews.
Yes.
Very, it sounds like a good name. Yeah. Sounds like a
All
good
American.
Guy.
Yes.
All American, yeah.
Yes.
I wonder what football he played. That's an American question, right?
That was supposed to be a joke, right? Okay, thanks. I was supposed to laugh at that, okay.
Yeah, well, you did, so I don't know. Well, he, I guess, was feeling bad since for years He said that he was been dodging the fair since his teenager.
No, since his 20s.
Since his 20s. There we go. Well, yeah. He said since a teenager and even into his 20s, so I don't want to correct you correcting me. But
oh, okay, sure.
Yeah, yeah, all right.
Slow you feel it down. Better now? You feel better now?
No, but
you corrected me?
No, I don't like that I have to do that so often. It's bad for both of us.
Whatever.
But he felt bad about it, so he sent in $300 to the Massachusetts Bay Transportation Authority.
Well, he didn't send it in. He hand-delivered a letter with the cash.
Yeah. With the letter.
So he did that in person. He made the sincere touch. So
They said that it was the biggest reimbursement they've ever received.
Well, I mean, I respect him for that. I mean, this is an honest person.
No, so. Yeah, that's actually really nice, yeah, right? So. It doesn't seem silly.
Yeah.
So. You come out of it and you're kind of ready to make fun of this guy, but it's really admirable.
Yeah, it is, because he didn't have to do that.
You've never done anything like this.
No.
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 So you could say that, and I'm just...
I don't skip toll, dude.
You could say that Matthew Andrews, kind of a better guy than you, right?
Why does he have? Why are you comparing me to him? Why do you love to do that?
How much time do we have left, Keith?
Two different people.
How much time do we have left, Keith?
That's a good question.
Well, I'd love to get into this, but I think we have a commercial break coming up. So when we come back, we're going to really address what's wrong with Keith, and we're going to finish up our news stories.
Right in the kisser, dude.
We'll see you guys soon.
Yeah.
Check out the show that's built on the MMA. From the UFC to extreme cage fighting, they got the fights covered. Check out the GSMC MMA podcast. Get the latest news on past or upcoming fights. Join us as we talk to and about some of the biggest names in the MMA, past, present, and future. When it's the fight game, there's just one show to check out. GSMCpodcast.com/MMA-podcast. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast.
Welcome, welcome.
I'm Jordan.
I'm Keith.
Nice to meet you guys again. Okay, yes. So let's pick up where we left off. Do you know where we left off, Keith?
So there is a best Nerf gun ever. NASA Nerf gun, Jordan.
I can work with that. Okay, let me try to put a story together out of those words.
Yes.
How about NASA engineers build the world's biggest Nerf gun?
Yeah, because that's where your NASA money's going. Oh, yeah.
Well, it's not just NASA, okay? They already need all the support they can get.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so yeah, they made this Nerf gun out of pool noodles, the noodles for the pool, the foam ones, and plungers.
That's just doing way too much, dude. Way too much.
What do you mean? Like, what's your beef with this?
It's just way too much.
It's a Nerf gun.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I saw a picture. That thing was huge. It was huge.
It's more than huge.
Who makes a Nerf gun using plungers? Who does that?
Do you
talk about overkill at the office?
I just like
overcompensate much, dude.
I'm, like, I mean,
does
really
he have a small? Does he
it.
Have a small like Corvette that he drives as well?
I don't understand. Like, are you having a stroke right now?
No, not at all.
I don't understand where you're coming from. Okay, it's the dark. Jesus. Okay, so that the gun can fire 40 miles per hour and can nearly travel 400 feet. So it's already, you can see how necessary that is. That's definitely.
And this is created by Mark Rober.
Yeah.
And
of NASA.
Yeah.
And you guys all know NASA, right? It's that thing that keeps sending things into space. God. What's your beef with NASA, Keith?
Oversimplification.
What do you hate about space?
Oversimplification much? The gun is powered by a paintball canister.
Yeah.
And it's shooting like 3,000 pounds per square inch.
Which is a lot.
Who wants to get hit with that, dude? That's not even a Nerf anymore, bro.
This is never about getting hit with something, Keith.
It's a Nerf gun. You shoot it to hit somebody with it.
You don't always shoot a Nerf gun to hit somebody with it.
Yeah, actually you do.
No, you shoot targets, too. That's why they have the suction cup at the end. And they come with a target. It's a fantastic Nerf gun.
40 miles an hour? Man.
Are you seeing the picture right now?
Dude, it's huge. I saw the picture earlier. It's just crazy.
I'm watching it destroy a watermelon. So,
See, that's just wrong.
Well, how's that wrong?
Destroying fruit, dude.
God, Keith,
too
what's wrong
much
with
time you? On your hands. Anyway, so okay, what's next okay. in weird news?
Man accused of driving under the influence on a lawnmower. That's where we're at.
Ah,
yeah, he was apparently on some random drugs, and they just he was driving in the center of the town. He was also 67 years old, much like the frozen chicken thief, which is why we had to go with this one. His name is Claude Spaulding.
Rash of senior citizens.
Spaulding sounds like a way better name suited to steal food.
Senior citizens committing crimes. What's the world coming to? What's really going on, dude?
He was driving the lawnmower down the town's main thoroughfare.
Wow.
What do you think? I mean, are you disturbed?
I mean... Yeah, but I'm also slightly amused because that's original. It's like best DUI ever. I mean, I guess in Vermont and what Spaulding, Vermont.
It's crazy that you judge the guy that makes a cool Nerf gun, but oh, the guy hopped up on drugs driving a lawnmower down the road. Oh, he's really cool. He amuses me. Respect in my book.
I'm just saying it's original. I mean, he on a lawnmower. I mean, that's different. So yeah,
yeah. Okay. So
they're still trying to find out what drugs he was on, but
that doesn't sound good. That sounds pretty bad.
They're not too sure yet. So we've got that to look forward
What's
to.
What's that about?
An update on the story. What drug makes a guy want to drive a lawnmower down the road?
In Vermont. This is in Vermont. You know. Pristine East Coast Vermont.
You think that this is Vermont's never seen something this terrible before?
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't know.
Top 10 at least, right?
Well, I mean, is this terrible? It's not terrible.
It's actually I think it's hilarious. Yeah, you're right.
You know, there are other things.
I just don't
other
know
crimes
where you
terrible.
Draw your lines. That's my problem
whatever,
with
dude.
This.
Whatever. Oh. that was special.
That is special.
Yeah, but it is strange. I'm glad you did pick up on the fact that he's 67 as well as the guy, the church's chicken.
It's a good age for crime, and I've said
apparently,
that before this episode. I'm actually very adamant about my views on the age 67 and criminals everywhere, but it's just a good age for crime.
Okay, if you say so.
I do say so. That's my firm belief.
3 years before 70. Let's make some crime happen. So yes, we're just about to wrap things up, but we did want to mention that in our next Weird News podcast, some things for you guys to look forward to that we can't wait to tell you about. Chinese loan sharks demanding nude photos as bargaining tools for people they've loaned money to.
There's that.
Yeah that and, really is happening. That's happening.
And special forces.
Hamburglar.
Yeah.
Hamburglar.
Special forces take down a man robbing a McDonald's. So.
Hamburglar. Yeah. McDonald's.
Okay.
You never heard of Hamburglar, bro?
I'm slowly just going to stop asking you and calling you out on it. We're fine.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right. You don't know about that. It's all good.
Yeah. No, I don't think I do.
Back in the day, McDonald's used to have commercials, and there was a Hamburglar. And there was a guy in a black hat and a mask and a black and white prison outfit running around.
Please don't make the sound again. I'm just going to ask. Did he make that sound?
Yes, he did.
Okay, so that's not something you just made up on the spot.
No, it's not.
All right, that's good.
Yeah, so
we've got a lot to talk about next.
Hamburglar. So, so that's going on. There's also a story about how back in the day there was a doctor who believed that if he gave a man goat testicles, he would cure his impotency. Yeah, that really happened.
So we'll
in
cover McDonald's impotency,
Hamburglar,
so much more,
goat testicles, and Chinese loan sharks. Yeah, in our next Weird News podcast.
You guys stay tuned. Keith, do that thing you do.
Yes. Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate you guys listening. You can catch us on gsmcpodcast.com. You can follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, catch us on SoundCloud, Google Play. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Yeah, there you go.
There we go.
And thanks again for tuning in, like I said. And we'll see you somewhere out in space.
We'll see you somewhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. And now you behave.